This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My brothers, my sisters in Islam, welcome to Three Wings Islamic Essentials platform where inshallah ta'ala I'll be delivering several courses on variety of subjects inshallah in the days to come. Please pray for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all. But this course in particular, it's quite lengthy and it's also pertaining to the work that I've been doing for the past many years, alhamdulillah, regarding addictive behavior. The book that I'm going to teach inshallah ta'ala is Adda' wa Dawa' Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon his soul, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for the great work that he had left behind. And as I mentioned, it is very, very special to my heart because I have benefited a lot from this book, for myself, my family, but also in the work of counseling and helping people to get rid of their addictive behaviors. This book has been a great source of assistance. So inshallah, as you can see, the book is quite lengthy and it's going to take me a while to deliver all its content. So pray for me inshallah, but bismillah, we will begin today in this very episode. Before we delve into the content of the book inshallah ta'ala, I want you to develop this student mindset inshallah. So don't just watch the video because you wanted to hear something inspirational or motivational. And I'm not negating that aspect as well. So I want you to be inspired, I want you to be motivated. But rather than just being motivated and just being inspired and do nothing, I wanted you to develop the student mindset. I want you to grab a notebook and a pen and start taking notes as much as you can. Because most likely when you write down the knowledge, you'll be able to retain it in the future, inshallah ta'ala, and you'll be able to teach it to others as well. So bismillah, let's begin asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this humble effort from myself and my team and everyone who will participate in it, inshallah ta'ala. Say amen. Now, this book has been known by a different title. The common title that we have named the course with is Adda' wa Dawa', the disease or the illness and the cure. But the original title was Al-Jawab al-Kafi liman sa'ala 'an ad-dawa' ash-shafi, the sufficient answer to the one who seeks or who asked about the sufficient or the curable remedy. Now, the author of this amazing book is Imam Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Now, inshallah ta'ala, your first homework is to click the link in the description below to know more about this great man who left behind wealth of knowledge to the Ummah of Islam. Now, in today's lesson, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to discuss the first chapter of the book, which he titled, For Every Illness, There Is a Cure. Allahu Akbar. From the beginning of the book, we are infused with hope. My brothers and sisters in Islam, how many of us were drowned in the sins to a point that they have lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So from the title itself of this chapter, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi is reminding us not to lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding us that for every disease, spiritual or even physical, there is a cure. All we need to do is to look for it, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us in the Quran, tell them, O Muhammad, those who have transgressed all bounds, those who have sinned day and night, those who have crossed the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despair not from the mercy of Allah, for Allah forgive all sins. So if your diseases, if your illnesses are pertaining to committing sins, if that's what you're suffering from, do not ever give up on Allah. Do not ever lose this hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness. Why? Because Allah reminded us that among his qualities is forgiveness and showering us with his mercy. Innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. Remember, he is the one who forgives. He is the one who owns mercy and can shower us with his mercy. So don't ever lose hope, because for every illness, no matter how big or small, there is a cure. But we have to remind ourselves, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, that sometimes Allah will inflict upon us certain diseases that perhaps we will be unable to find its cure. The cure is there, as we will quote the ahadith in a little while, inshallah ta'ala. So the promise is there that the cure has been created with the disease. There is no question about it. But sometimes, because of our limitations, we won't be able to find the cure in this dunya. We won't be able to witness that cure for ourselves. And as a result, if we demonstrated patience, perseverance, and acceptance and contentment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply our rewards in the hereafter on the day of judgment, inshallah ta'ala. But the cure is there. All what we need to do is to keep looking for it, inshallah. So let's go through the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned regarding this. So the first hadith, for example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he descend or send down a disease, he send with it its cure. Allahu Akbar. So number one, my brothers and sisters in Islam, remember, don't ever give up on Allah. Don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, keep on finding that cure, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that he created that cure when he decided to send down that disease. So it's there. All what we need to do, as I mentioned earlier, is to keep looking for it. In another narration, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was sitting with his companions, and one of them asked the Prophet ﷺ, "Ala natadawa?" The person is asking the Prophet ﷺ, "Do we have to look for a cure if we are sick, if we are infected or inflicted by any calamities, by any diseases? Do we go and seek for a cure?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "Na'am tadawu ibadallah." Yes, go and seek the cure, O slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never descend or never send down any disease except that he send with it its cure. Illa al-haram, except old age. So my brothers and sisters in Islam out there who are trying to plan for plastic surgeries and beautify themselves and stretch their skins to look younger, hey, no matter what you're trying to do or to achieve, you are growing old whether you like it or not. There is no cure for that one disease. Allah did not send a cure, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send a fix for old age. You're gonna grow old whether you like it or not. And the more you try to create something else or to do something else to defeat that inevitable fate, growing old, you will create out of yourself a mess. So don't ever come to this area. Look after your health, yes. Try to eat healthy, exercise, whatever the case may be, just to maintain a good healthy lifestyles, but to try to look younger and to do whatever you could and to spend thousands of dollars just to be younger, this is not going to happen because you're growing old whether you like it or not. So the Prophet ﷺ told us, for every disease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided for us to discover or to experience, there is a cure for it that was created, except old age. So accept that and move on, inshallah ta'ala. But the one hadith that I wanted to highlight in this episode in particular, in that lesson in particular, is the beautiful hadith where the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ, to every disease there is a cure. As we said earlier, فَإِذَا أُصِيبَ دَاءُ الدَّاءِ, so when the cure matches the disease, when you use the appropriate remedy for that particular disease, بَرِئَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, such a person will be cured by Allah's permission. So the cure or the remedy has to match the disease in its intensity. And this is where I wanted to pause for a while, because this is something pertaining to what I do, addictive behavior. I was discussing with many of my clients who are afflicted by their addiction to gaming, social media, pornography, and the like, the strategy of Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam that he applied when the wife of Al-Aziz, the wife of the Egyptian minister back then, seduced him to commit zina. And I want you to visualize this scene with me, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and then we'll come back to this idea of how can we find the necessary cure that will match the intensity of the sin or the intensity of that particular disease. Yusuf alayhi salam was dragged into a room where Imra'atul Al-Aziz, the wife of the minister, locked it, and she put guards outside. No one enters, no one exits. And she invited him plainly, "Hayy talak, I'm all yours." And subhanAllah al-Azim, if we think about that scene, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam was cornered. But not only that, all doors of this room was locked. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ, and she locked all the doors. Can you imagine the intensity of the situation? She invited him plainly to commit zina. But how did Yusuf alayhi salam, a man who was given half of the beauty of the universe, so he could have actually taken that into his advantage and enjoy life. May Allah protect us all. But rather, he did the following three steps, which I want you to focus on so that we can connect the dots, inshallah, to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding when the cure matches the intensity of the disease, such a person will be cured by Allah's permission. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he realized that he had entered into that dangerous zone, he said, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. He ran to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to seek his protection. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Ya Allah, protect me from such sinful activity. So the first thing that can assist you and help you out exit from that miserable, intense, perhaps addictive behavior is to, number one, run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prostrate, make dua, ask Allah to save you from such a fate. Second, Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam ran away from the lady to the opposite direction. And ask yourself, my brothers and sisters, Islam, where was he running to? Think about it. As we mentioned earlier, وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. She locked the doors. She secured all the entries and all the exits. There was no way for him to find a better place. He was still in that room with the lady. But what he did, the lady was here, he ran to the opposite direction. Whenever the sin is being committed or about to be committed and you sense that you are in dangerous zone, do not even think for a blinking of an eye. Run away. That's the strategy. Run away. She ran after him. He ran to the opposite direction. And the third point that Yusuf alayhi salam applied was the intensity part. When the lady invited the other ladies who started making rumor about her, she invited them to let them see the beauty and the handsomeness of this man. And as you all know, she gave them knives and so on. And when Yusuf alayhi salam entered, they were in shock of this man's glowing beauty to a point that they started cutting their hands without even realizing. And then the lady confessed, I am the one who seduced him. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ Allahu Akbar. So he resisted with all his might. Intense rejection of the sin. Intense resistance to the temptations that you're going through. This is how you can exit from your drama. But if you give it a minute to think about it, if you give it a little bit watching this, a little bit just, soft kind of imagery, it will not really lead to a massive relapse like every time. Before you know it, you will drown down deep into that dark phase of sin. You would want to come out. You would want to exit, but you will not be able to. Why? Because you waited a little while. But Yusuf alayhi salam, قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. He sought the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, he ran. And when he ran, She held his shirt. فَاسْتَعْصَمْ. Then he ran even with might, with all his power, with every particle of his body, to a point that the shirt was ripped off. This is how strong he was resisting temptation. These three steps, my brothers and sisters in Islam, which I call Yusuf alayhi salam's strategy to exit from sinful activity of that intensity, is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was referring to. That when the remedy matches the intensity of the sin, such a person will be cured by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to reflect and apply these ahadith to your own context, to whatever you're going through. And once you found that cure, don't let go of it. Take it with all your might, just as how Yusuf alayhi salam was able to exit the intensity, the sinful activity of zina. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from every illnesses, physical or spiritual. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Until next episode and next lesson, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Please, if you benefited and you feel like you want to share it with other people to benefit like yourselves, please do so. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.